This is short version of Sci Center, July 2nd, 2023.
Ignorance can be removed by acknowledging the universality of God and merging your individuality in the universal. First, practice the attitude of I am yours. Let the wave discover and acknowledge that it belongs to the sea. This first step is not as easy as it looks. The wave takes a long time to recognize that the vast sea beneath it gives it its existence. Its ego is so powerful that it will not permit it to be so humble as to bend before the sea. I am yours. You are the master. I am a servant. You are sovereign. I am bound. This mental attitude will tame the ego. The next step is, you are mine, where the wave demands the support of the sea as its right. The Lord has to take the responsibility of guarding and guiding the individual. The individual is important, worthy to be saved, and the Lord is bound to fulfill the need of the devotee. The next stage is, you are I. I am but the image and you are the reality. I have no separate individuality. There is no duality. All is one. Duality is but delusion. Before I go into these questions that were written up, I want to just see, does anybody feel particularly inspired by any part of this and they want to share about it?
After a few people share their experiences and practices, Seth says,
can I say something about the first question you had? What was it? Can you repeat it?
What is ignorance and how do you recognize it?
I think I come to realize myself that ignorance will go on until we realize we were never born. As long as we think we were born, all the other steps are just ways to get us back to the fact of realizing that we were never the body, we were never born, therefore we were eternal. The rest is comes and goes. Not being a doer helps, not taking charge of every thought, not being all sorts of practice. We do devotion, love of the God, love of the all of that. But still, the ignorance lingers on with different degree until the day that you say, "Oh my God." something like that. That's what I think.
Sachin, when you say we were never born,
ignorance was born. That's the only thing has birth and death. I mean, sometimes on a spiritual path, we get impatient and we say, what just happened to me? I was so clear about my realization. I was so clear about my ways. And all of a sudden, I find myself in the body identification more than I had for years. And again, we go back that these are all teasing to get to the point, releasing and teasing to the point that we, it just dawns on us, hopefully one day, where we say, that doesn't make sense, that I, without my permission, I find myself in this body. And everything becomes meaningless in a way. Baba says this beautifully, the last part where he says, you realize you were always the ocean, the wave was just the movement of the water, which was you.
Let's read that part. The next stage is, you are I. I am but the image, and you are the reality. I have no separate individuality. There is no duality. All is one. Duality is but delusion.
I heard that the Baba said many, many times, which people not call it, that Baba mantra is to say, I am God, I am God, I am no different than God. Even that doesn't remedy a million lifetimes. It takes time. The question that would be really good for all of us is, what keeps us from not believing him? We believe everything he says. What is the problem here?
Practicing it.
What would you practice?
Like, just living what he said.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, is there a person that has perfect characters?
Yeah.
Are they?
What was that?
Is there a human being that has perfect characters? So can we say that if we rely on our characters, we will never know God? I think every individual come to the point that we don't know anything, right? And the answer to everything is silence. It's genuinely. And I mean true silence, the silence of the mind. And I think the easiest way that I was directed by my guru is to just stay against every thoughts and emotions that wants to fool us. And it takes years, yeah, of course. But there, I don't know. For me, I don't find any other solution. To find a solution in my mind, I just have to make the mind to quiet down and have the habit of transcending into the heart where Swami sits, our guru sits. And that's through silence and practice, like you said, and simplicity of life. When we simplify our life, our mind becomes simplified. And then, like Saint Francis of Assisi said, simple joys are holy. Even little things can make our heart tickle. So, in order for the wave to know its ocean, has to calm down.
If you control your thoughts, that means you are almost a part of in the journey. You are almost going to the realization stage, right?
Well,
once
it's not
you
controlling.
Reach the level of transcendental stage, and you could control your monkey mind, then dandy, right? That's what the ultimate.
Yeah, but you see, when you say control, who is controlling? The mind is controlling the mind. So the best thing is not even think of controlling. You just, as a witness, you stay. As a thinker, instead of becoming every thought, emotion, and feelings, you begin daily to practice, is okay to stay. So there is no control. When you stay, the mind doesn't know what to do to get your attention. It just stays with you. And it sinks down in the region of the heart. I think that's the best way for the ocean to calm down. It just calmed down. Control rises your willpower. The willpower is limited to the small self, and it will be defeated.
It works in opposite. Once you start controlling it, it will behave more vigorously.
Yes. You give it energy. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
In the middle of thought, his mind, we remove one thread, one.
That's what. Yes! You said it. Yes! How do we pull it? By not pulling it. By just staying. Each time we stay, it gets pulled by the grace. And then before we know it, there is no cloth. It's just a space.
As it comes, it goes.
As it comes, it goes, yes. Yeah.
Sachin, it's a small example, but what you're saying, I can see it in my own life, because when I like have a problem or something that's bothering me, if I just do what you're saying and stay, nothing changes, but my opinion of it changes, my perspective changes, all of the concerns around it change, and it just relaxes. It's not the same.
Yeah, and also if we all have realized that when we settle down, surrendering to God is automatic. When we can't force surrendering, right? So when we don't go with our thoughts, even one a day, in that space there is God and silence. So we decided to surrender to the source rather than to the individuality. I think I find this is the only solution. I mean, to obey Baba, of what he is saying to me, is to just calm down and be. And it is not even a question of being the ocean. You are the ocean.
Well, you realize you practice it
by staying. The simplest, oh my God, the simplest way of practicing is the right way of practicing. I call it effortless effort. And then I find out in my life, I'm still developing and going. I'm not saying I'm enlightened at all or I self-realize. I'm just sharing my 50 years of experience. The thing is that every time that we understand, first we have to understand what is being said, what stay means. Stay means relax and just be with God. Not the God that you know, not the God that is your concept, is a silent God. You just stay with that. That thought falls. And then a strong emotion comes. You remember, that's all we need to know, is remember. We take a deep breath and we stay, we're one with God again, because we find the silence. We do that and then there is no wind, little by little. And it might take us a lifetime, but the practice becomes automatic, as all of us can say, all of us, that it gets easier and easier, where you say, no, I'm not this. I'm not being fooled. And just stay. I just wanted to share that because we didn't know why we wouldn't get it when Moses is your God, because we haven't had the art of letting go of the mind, not the world, the thoughts.
How do you sustain from the external forces to control? Because okay, when I'm here, when I am talking, when I am on meditation for 15 minutes, fine.
Yeah.
Once it is done,
yeah,
then so many things. I am unable to insulate myself.
No.
Still in the external process.
No, you are absolutely right. We are all in that. We are all in this whirlpool of a duality and all of that. But the thing is that there is, eventually you come to realize there is no outside. There is only your approach to outside that you call outside. So the more, say you are working and a colleague is not agreeable with you and is beginning to make you mad, and which is fine because who wouldn't get mad, right? But for a moment, even though if you're angry, you stay. Okay? And that becomes a habit, a non-reaction, but it's not passive non-reaction. You already transcended to the silence of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, little by little. Yeah.
I'm taking another way around.
Yeah.
Suppose some external forces interaction comes, because I think, okay, you are the person, you are talking to me, may not be sync with my ideas and implementation. Then I used to think, okay, maybe you are the God, you are telling me something wrong, maybe a time for me to step back and go.
Beautiful.
Then that gives some sort of peace of mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We need to do whatever works for us. That is true. But I hope you say to yourself also that I am God. There is a saying in Islam that I'm sure in Hinduism is too. Knowing oneself is knowing God. I honestly believe that. There is no way to know what God is except through our concept and an image we made of Him. Which is great because we do a lot of prayer and get a lot of answers. But knowing us, I want to share something else. I wasn't even going to really take over the meeting. As we were singing, you guys sent me someplace. As you guys were singing and then Nilu sang, I felt Shridi Baba strongly because he's a stood for Muslim and Hindu. And I felt like, look at how beautiful it is that we transcended being a strict Hindu and a strict Muslim. We came together as love. And that's made me very happy, my meditation.